Well, it's our last one of 2021. That would be our last episode, episode 34 of Two Larrys and a Mike. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Blind.
And Mike.
Mike has decided he's going to take up writing. Perhaps the next great novel or a book of some sort. You're pecking away there in the background.
Now, this would be the same guy who had done a sign, Salvation Army,
that's right.
For the last episode.
Well, anyway,
that's a good idea.
Well, anyway, he's got some working titles that he's noodling on. Catcher in the Raw.
What?
Gone with the Breeze. These are just ideas for books. Lord of the Squares.
Bad ideas.
The Old Man in the Shoe.
Okay.
Lord of the Bugs, perhaps, would be one. Little Women Gaining Weight. And the Not-So-Great Gatsby. Oh, yes, and there's, of course, a streetcar named Doris. I stole that one from Mel Brooks. And finally, To Kill a Possum. Mockingbirds having already been taken.
Anyway, thank you, Mike. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with all that there, Mike. Yeah.
But, you know, chances are
original.
Tom Hanks will want to meet up with Mike.
Because he's a big typewriter
guy. He's a big typewriter
guy. He loves typewriters.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Well, I do too. And, you know, I hate to tell you this, Mr. Mm-hmm. D, but my beautiful IBM Selectric out front, which I still have the original operating manual to, up and died about 2 weeks ago. It won't even turn on anymore.
Oh, no.
Having provided me many, many hours of check writing pleasure.
Yeah, there's got to be a power supply in there somewhere.
Well, you know what? My old typewriter guy says he's gone. He retired about 3 or 4 years ago, and I went on the internet, and I can't find anybody in Roanoke.
There's got to be some. Otherwise, maybe
ain't got
Tom
to
Hanks,
be nothing, Mr.
Maybe
D.
Tom Hanks will be listening to this program.
Yeah, sure.
By accident.
Yeah,
purely by accident.
Yeah.
And hear our pleas.
Okay. Hear my plea.
Are you ready to take a look at a few recent birthdays?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Shall we?
We shall.
Singer John Edwards of the Spinners, 77. Mm. Oh, here's one. I had not really a singer, but I guess it's kind of considered that. Gary Sandy from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, how about that?
76. Jimmy Buffett, 75.
You know, he's wasted away again.
Margaret. Yeah. I get it. Country singer Barbara Mandrell, 73. Blues musician Joe Louis Walker, 72. Annie Lennox, 67.
Well, I'm glad that Barbara Mandible's having a
Mandrell.
always call her Barbara Mandible. Singer Carla Thomas is 79. You know, I met her personally.
Oh, did you?
I was on a tour. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
I was down in Memphis, and we were going through the Stax Recording Studio Museum.
Wow.
And the guy says, "You just seem to be all really hot and excited about all this stuff." And I said, "Well, I know. I was a disc jockey. I played all these songs that you guys recorded here." And he says, "Well, then you're going to be really excited when I tell you what I'm going to tell you." And I said, "What's that?" And he says, "Guess who is getting ready to step out of the car in front of this building?" And I said, "I don't know." He says, "Carla Thomas." I said, "Oh, no, Rufus Thomas's, oh, my God, the Thomas family." And she came in, and I just gave her a bear hug and gave her a big old kiss, and we talked about her career, and she was still touring occasionally for Billboard magazine in Japan.
Wow.
This was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we just had the best time talking. So I actually got to have FaceTime with Carla Thomas, 79 years old.
Pretty impressive.
God bless her soul. Guitarist Albert Lee is 78. Singer Nick Gilder. Remember Nick Gilder?
Oh, Cruel to Be Kind?
Yeah, 71. Okay. 71.
All right. Let's see what else I have here. From the Four Tops, Abdul Duke Fakir, 86. Bob Carpenter, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 75. Lars Ulrich, drummer for Metallica, 58.
Oh, wow. Seems like he should be 59. Singer, keyboardist Edgar Winter is 75.
Wow.
And still doesn't have any skin color. Marty Rowe of Diamond Rio.
I love him.
61 years old.
All right.
Do you have any more?
I'm plum out.
Oh, I got a good one here. Marianne Faithfull is 75. Oh,
yeah.
She was always beautiful.
Yeah,
and she hung out with all the big stars, the Stones, everybody else. Mm. Singer-actor Yvonne Elliman is 70. And singer-guitarist Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket is 51. And I know that you've always been a Sprocket fan.
Toad fan from way back.
Not to be confused with Rocket Man. You've always been a Sprocket fan. So anyway, here we are. Those it's.
Some good birthdays. All right. In this episode, episode 34, we're going to be dealing with songs with numbers in them.
I'm okay with that.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Down to 7 Bridges Road.
Still, you're still the one I run to.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
I want to die for you.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63.
8 miles high.
One love, one blood.
It takes two, baby.
6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9, 9.
Every time I try to prove I love you,
won't you be mad?
50 ways to leave your lover.
It's 3 a.m., I must be lonely.
There's one that stands out, and that is One by Three Dog Night.
That would be the most obvious one.
The most obvious, but there are so many more.
Remember 1, 2, 3?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
How easy yeah. It should be.
Yeah, yeah.
18 Yellow Roses by Bobby Darin just popped in my head.
Forgot about that.
It's not on any list, but it's a beautiful song.
Yep, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. And there are just a lot of great songs. So, and again, we've talked about this before, how we keep adding to the list after we have a list to start with. I thought of one the other day, Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35.
Oh,
I'm not really sure why Dylan picked 12 and 35.
You got to wonder, don't you?
But another great one.
One of my favorites, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad by the very lovely Meatloaf.
Yeah.
The old Loaf always put out some good songs, I'd say. That was a good one. That's one of my favorites.
He did. One Way or Another, Blondie, One Heartbeat, Smokey Robinson, a couple of newer songs there. Goody Two Shoes by Adam Ant.
You know, I'd forgotten all about Adam. He only had a couple of hits, I think. Was that the only one he ever had?
No, he had a few, but I think that was the only one that probably went top 40.
He recorded for Motown, right?
I think he did. Yeah.
Recorded for Motown. In the year 2525, Zager and Evans, depressing song.
Yes, it is. Mambo number 5.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Of course, you played that on the radio.
I did.
You did back in the day.
By Lou Bega. What else we got?
Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett.
Love that song.
Great. And by the way, it wasn't the first time it was ever done. Actually, Wilson was the second or third person to record that song, but he had the real big hit version.
I was not aware of that.
Well, you are now.
Okay.
Of course, you know, I've always been a Sinead O'Connor fan. Nothing Compares to You was her song.
Correct.
Did you play that?
Yes.
I never did.
Yes.
Never did. But anyway, Phil Collins' One More Night. Uh-huh. That's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
And reaching way, way, way back into Radio Land, 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Uh-huh. And what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt. Right.
Pretty good at this. I love it when I throw stuff at him and he throws it right back to me. Strawberry Letter number 23, the Brothers Johnson.
Great song.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
3 Times a Lady, the Commodores.
Yep.
Yeah, 24 Hours from Tulsa, Gene Pitney. That's one that goes back to the 60s.
Yep.
I think he wrote
great
that.
Song, though.
I think he wrote it himself. He wrote most of his stuff and a lot of everybody else's stuff, too. He was a prolific writer. Two Tickets to Paradise, Eddie Money.
Great song.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about 1-2-3 Red Light, 1910 Fruit Gum Company?
That's as bubblegum pop as you can get right
that
there.
Absolutely was the height of bubblegummery.
Yeah, yeah.
Bubblegummery. Oh, man, we do have fun on this show, can you tell?
Let's not leave out that very popular song from the Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, yes, that religious song.
Yes, One Toke Over the Line.
Sweet Jesus.
That's what he... I was thinking more of the one Brewer and Shipley did, but what can I say?
19th Nervous Breakdown, the Rolling Stones.
Great one.
Prince had one. What was it?
I Will Die for You. I Will Die for
1999.
You. 1999. And I Will Die because it was the number four.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. And Larry Doughty at the following phone number. Oh, wait a minute. That's something that was printed out on my printout. I didn't mean to bring that one up.
Well, anyway. Speaking of phone numbers, 867-5309 Jenny.
A very
Tommy
Two
Tone.
Oh, yeah. Did you mention 9 to 5? Dolly Holiday. Dolly Parton. I don't remember Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17.
That's a great song.
I don't remember that song at all. No.
Yeah, it'll come back to you.
Did we mention the 59th Street Bridge song by Simon Garfunkel?
No, but I imagine a lot more people remember it as Feeling Groovy.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Which is hard for you to do today.
And a couple of podcasts back, we had him actually talking about the fact that he named it the 59th Street Bridge song, but then it just became Feeling Groovy because that's what everybody remembered.
And I don't think that was a favorite song of Paul Simon's.
Mm-hmm. I think so. He wrote it on his way into Manhattan one morning. Yeah. 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. By Paul Simon. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, of course. I used to call it that, 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. It seemed kind of funny at the time, not so much today. 98.6, did you mention that with Keith?
No.
It's So Good to Have You Back Again.
Yes.
Oh, that was a great song. It really was. I don't know. I think we've almost mined this for everything it's worth.
Well, you know, there was one thing I learned about songs with numbers in the title, and that was not all songs have the title mentioned in the song.
What?
Funk 49.
Ooh,
look at those lyrics.
It's
never mentioned in the song.
It was just a title?
Yeah.
How about the
Dream Number 9, or Number 9 Dream.
Really?
By Lennon.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's ever mentioned in the song.
Really?
Sammy Aoki will correct me on that if I'm wrong.
He'll straighten you out.
And
right away.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Yeah, I never could figure out why it was called that. I don't know. I need to look it up.
I did a little more studying on some of these songs.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Stones, you mentioned 19th Nervous Breakdown. Mm-hmm. It was written by Mick and Keith. Recorded in 65, released as a single in 66. And then the Stones also released an instrumental, I know you're not a fan of this, of 2120 South Michigan Avenue. That was their 15th studio album, also the 15th studio album by George Thorogood and the Destroyers in 2011. Now, what is 2120 South Michigan Avenue? It refers to the address of the offices and recording studios of Chess Records and Checker Records in Chicago, where the five songs for the EP by the Stones were recorded in the early summer of 64.
That is interesting.
So I just found it interesting that the Stones and George Thorogood would do a song, 2120 South Michigan Avenue.
Yeah. One way or another, Blondie. One way
I'm gonna get
or
you.
Another. I'm going to get you.
Now, you have some songs with numbers in them, a couple of them?
Well, first,
for me to,
we do, but I mean, this isn't seconds guessing. This is just some extra ones that I came across.
This is extra guessing.
Kind of fun. during seconds guessing, I've captured a few that we have not even mentioned here.
Oh, so boy.
That should be an awful lot of fun, too. I know. I can just see his flare up of his stomach ulcers right now. But here's one.
She's real fine, my 409.
Oh, yeah.
She's real fine, my 409.
This This is before it became a major cleanser.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Giddy up,
fool. I just had to play this.
Before I knew there would
what
be
a great
time.
Song.
Yeah.
Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409.
The Bleach Boys, ladies and gentlemen.
And while we're on the subject, I was in the Scout Troop 409.
Oh, is that so? Really?
Yeah, really? Really?
I was never a scout.
Yeah.
I grew up on a farm. I had enough of the outdoors. Thank you. I was not a member
of
the
Scouts. You already had your merit badge. Outdoor merit badge.
Outdoors all the time. And the bugs. Here's another one.
Okay.
What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Title, 8 Days a Week.
I let that one play an exceptionally long time so I could maybe get a discount at Okie's. Before I croak. We'll talk about that later. Those are the Beatles, of course.
Yeah.
All right, here's one more.
Three stars for all to see.
Excuse me?
One for young lovers.
What? Recognize the song?
I know.
That star was made
it's called Three Stars Will Shine Tonight. Also known as,
and for the third star,
the theme to Dr. Kildare, the TV show.
I remember
your time.
I remember Dr. Kildare.
Well, that's Richard.
Barely.
That's Richard Chamberlain.
Okay.
And he actually had a hit record of that song.
Well,
and
I mean,
it became
was,
a huge
that,
hit record.
That was a very popular show. I think it was before. Well, Chicago Med.
There were two of them. There was Dr. Ben Casey.
Right.
He was good looking, but he couldn't sing.
Right.
And there was Richard Chamberlain. He was a professionally, he was actually did a lot of Broadway have you. So he not only could he act, but he could also sing.
And then Julia came along. Remember that? Diane Carroll? Yeah. She was a nurse.
Yeah. I think I do. Yeah, I never watched that show.
And then Emergency.
Didn't fascinate me for some reason. I don't know why.
They didn't have memorable themes,
Julie,
by no means.
What network was that on?
Julia.
No, what, do you remember what network? It must have been on ABC. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Because here, all you had was Channel 5.
You know
as
what?
As a translator.
I feel so sorry for you people that grew up in the Roanoke area. Because I grew up in the Shenandoah Valley, and we got most of the Baltimore stations, all of the Washington, D.C. stations.
We were robbed.
I mean, we got, I'm not kidding you, we got 11 out of 13 channels.
Wow.
Over the air with a crummy little antenna on a sticking on a pole up on the hill. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to turn the thing. We got all of that. It just boomed.
We had two.
I know. Well, I found
we had two and sometimes three if the leaves were off the trees.
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
I moved to Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah.
In 1971, I went, what in the world is wrong with the television here? 2.5 channels? What is going on here? And, of course, on a good day, you might be able to get UHF WRFT.
Right. Yeah.
I have their jingle somewhere. Find it and play it for you. I just didn't think anybody would remember it. So anyway. We have had one passing. Are we finished with the...
Yes.
Did you have some others?
Almost went during that Richard Chamberlain song.
I saw you grab your heart. Well, I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out. I knew nobody but moi would remember that. We have had one death to report. Only one. Wanda Young, a member of Motown's The Marvelettes. Died at the age of 78.
Wow.
She was not the original member, but she was a backup singer for lots and lots of songs.
Okay.
As were almost all of the girl singers up there. They could all, Barry Gordy, he would go down the hall and say, you and you, we need you to do backup. So you might have the Supremes backing up the Marvelettes, backing up whoever.
And did they get credit for it?
No.
Okay.
Songs like Twistin' Postman, Postman, Playboy, Too Many to Fish and to Sea, one of my favorites.
I remember that.
Please, yeah. Mr. Postman, don't mess with Bill.
All right. I remember that.
Which, by the way, that song came out, and I was afraid to play it because my boss's name was Bill, Bill Kramer. So until I heard him play it on the air, you know, he always did a midday show.
Right,
he did 1 hour midday just to keep his hands on it.
I get it.
And once I heard him play it, I thought, well, it's okay now. I can play this without being fired. Isn't that the stupidest thing? And my baby must be a magician. Remember that song?
No.
Oh, it was a good song. Oh, it was great. It was one of the biggest hits they had. But and she sang lead on Don't Mess With Bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sad to hear that she passed away at the age of 78.
Okay. I guess it's time for seconds guessing.
Beg your pardon?
Seconds guessing.
What'd you say?
I want to do seconds guessing.
Oh, let me get to the microphone.
No, I don't.
All right, you ask for it. From the old prize closet, if you get all of these, comes this old chestnut.
But if when you hear my love,
what are you doing?
This is the lovely warbling voices of Gordon McRae and Jeanette MacDonald from the old 1924 movie Canadian Sunset. The Canadian Love Song, specifically, it's called. You know, they were everyone's darlings back in the day. I don't remember. I'm sure you don't.
Which day was it?
Which reminds me, I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this story.
Okay.
There's a story here.
Oh.
So one day, Jan Wilkins, you remember Jan Wilkins?
Yeah, I remember Jan. Was Jan. Great pipes.
Oh, yeah, great pipes. Mm-hmm. Big head. Jan was all things show business. He regularly went to New York to see first-run Broadway shows.
Okay.
Spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
He was active in local theater, and he loved old movies.
Okay.
So one day he calls me, and he says, I see that Virginia Western is showing some old Gordon McRae and Jeanette MacDonald movies. You want to go? To which I vigorously said, no. No way will I put myself through that. And I said, I embrace many musical genres. I like jazz, LA. I like all sorts of music, but I
couldn't do that.
Canadian
one.
Sunset music singing ain't one of them. These two people bellowing songs into each other's faces, if you ever saw a clip of them. Yeah.
Okay.
So I passed on that, and I'm to this day, I'm very grateful that I did. Jan liked to never forgave me. He said, well, you don't have to be so belligerent about it. I said, well, I'm sorry. I just don't want to do this. Okay. So anyway, you'll get that lovely album. I think it's on an Edison. One of those things. What do they call them? Edison. I don't know what they call them. But anyway, maybe it's on a 78. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, I'd love to download that.
That reminds me.
Oh, there's more.
When I told my friend Rob Ferguson that Wanda Young had died at 78, and he said, I would have thought she'd have died at 45. RPM record. Fill that up. And I thought that was so funny.
That's a good one.
Even John Mike thought
that's
that was
a good one.
That was hysterical.
Almost forgot that.
I have to give credit to Mr. Ferguson for a really funny line. So anyway, okay, you ready to play?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Well, you're going to do it? All right, here we go.
Well, I'm a day at a time.
The next three words.
I could not tell you the name of the song, but I bet that's the association.
It is the association, and a singer and a drummer in a six-man band. That's the title, six-man band. And it was a hit, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a hit for
him. You know, I just thought of another song.
What?
From our list. One-man band.
Oh, yeah.
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. How about that? Here's another one.
Shame on us. That's easily Neil Sedaka. Happy birthday. Sweet 16?
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Let me tell you about my first
lover. Any idea? We just talked about her. Well, I think we did. I think she'd been mentioned before. That was Mary Wells, Two Lovers, because I have two lovers.
Or two livers.
That's the way I used to introduce it. Uh-huh. Mary Wells has
no,
two.
No, I would have. No.
Mary Wells has two livers. No. So here's another one.
Okay.
Going way back.
I'm gonna fix this world today because I know.
You're killing me.
What's missing?
I know.
Then he rolled his big sleeves.
We never mentioned any of these at all. And he created a man and a woman and with 100 pounds of clay.
Okay.
Gene McDaniels. Yeah. You ever remember that?
No, I remember the song. I just...
Okay. Yeah. Mm, yeah. Well, Larry, you know, frankly, you're not doing so well.
I know.
Well, so.
You might have to keep this album.
Gosh, I don't want it. There's another one. It's coming up momentarily. Any minute now. Any second.
That's Steely Dan. Ricky, don't lose that number?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Number.
Sounds good.
We had your leave.
I'm going, what number?
You were not going to be happy with me over that. I said, well, we have, we're doing songs with number in the title. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Got it.
I know. You know, I'm cheating a little bit on that one, don't you think? I really have made this one difficult, I think. This one's a little easier.
You really wanted to keep that album.
When I get older, losing my head.
Well, 60.
Many years from now.
I always mess this one up.
62 and a half?
No.
64? You got it. Beatles.
Yeah. Hey, I always want to call it 60-something.
When I'm 60.
Teardrops fell on mama's.
Oh, come on. You played country music.
When I read the thing she wrote, she said, we miss you, son.
I'm not getting anything. I got nothing. From your corner,
I got nothing.
I'm not getting a thing from you.
Yeah.
Well, it was 500 miles away from home by Bobby Bear from the 60s.
I remember Bobby Bear.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, too bad. Okay, let's see if you can do a little better. Yeah, you need to step up a little bit here.
Apparently so, yes.
Step up. Here we go. It gave you almost the title right there.
I almost gave it to you.
It sounded like two lovers.
No, it's
two places at the same time. Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, geez. So he did something besides Ghostbusters.
Let me tell you something. I have a here.
Ray Parker's
in the studio.
Stuff,
yeah. He has like 15 hits.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, he does.
All
yes,
right.
he
All right,
yes, he
does. Mentioned this one earlier.
Is that the Wilson Pickett song?
It is.
No, that's not 935.
It's Land of a Thousand Dances. But this is by Cannibal and the Headhunters. I'm really surprised that you didn't get that one. He's going to smack me. I just know he is. Or at the worst, he's going to make me pay for lunch today. I just know he is. But anyway, here we go.
They say that you're a runaround lover.
Bobby V. Cause the night
of a thousand, has a thousand eyes.
It just,
but that's a great song.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, this will be a little easier. I threw you an easy one.
Well, thanks.
Because I felt sorry for you. I knew you would be pathetic at this point. Worn out.
Hall & Oates.
I'm tired of playing.
One by one.
One.
You got it.
Yeah.
One on one.
One on one.
Hall and Oates. Picking cotton, baling hay.
Yeah.
All right, here's another easy one.
Now it's 50 Ways. And Paul Simon.
It absolutely is. I just had to let this one run. Because it's so good. Yeah. And Paul starts singing right about now.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
The answer is easy if you take it lightly.
That's great. great song. So you got great 50 song, ways right? to leave, lose your lover. Okay, one more.
I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956.
Easy.
She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is...
Love Potion number 9.
Love Potion number 9.
The Clovers.
Huh? And it actually was later done by another group, the Foundations or somebody. It was a hit all over again.
Yeah.
It was. A hit all over again.
Wow. Okay.
Would you like to hear an old commercial that I found?
I would love to. Now, is this as good as the Arlen's commercial?
So anyway, by the way, you don't win anything.
Oh, yeah. No,
sadly,
no,
I am stuck with this Jeanette McDonald and Gordon McCrae album, I guess.
You enjoy it tonight.
Crank up the old 70 RPM Victrola. Play that thing. You remember Woolco Department
I
Store?
I do, yeah.
There was one at Tanglewood.
Yeah. There were Steinmart and Staples and
absolutely you,
used to be
absolutely
yeah. yeah.
And the reason I remember it so well, I actually
and then
shopped,
Crossroads.
Yes, I actually shopped there.
Uh-huh.
Also, my house, as you probably know, I think I've told you this a couple of times, was a duplex when I bought it,
right.
And there were two gals living upstairs, and they worked at Woolco Department Store.
Oh, okay.
And they partied
What's
all night.
What's a department
night.
Store?
They kept me all awake all night partying, and somehow they were always at work the next. I would go to Woolco just to see. I would say, how could these people be working when they kept me up all night partying? So anyway. So here's okay. your spot.
All right, let's go.
There's more that's excitingly wonderful. Everything you've been looking for at the store that's excitingly wonderful.
This week, underwear, men's underwear on sale, two for $15, pre-used, less than that. That's what that little thing was there at the end. But that's where the announcer came in, right there. You come in and give the specials for the day, for that week or whatever. Isn't that cute?
That's great.
I thought that was kind of neat. One, not in one of the more spectacular jingles.
Were those the APB singers?
APB singers? What does that mean?
Sound like the same ones that did the Andrew Pitzer Butler commercial.
Oh, they do.
I just dated myself, didn't I?
They were all done by the same people.
They certainly were.
Okay, you got a radio tale.
I do.
Save this podcast.
I do.
And my old friend and former DJ, mm-hmm. Bruce Jacobson, was sitting at my bar the other night, yeah. And I do have a nice bar, yeah. And he uses it frequently, thank you. And he said something that he often says to me.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time, blah, blah, blah? I mean, I usually say yes about 10 times, but tell it again. It may be funnier this time. So, and by the way, it doesn't matter if you tell him that you've heard. He's going to tell it again anyway. So, you know, you can't stop him. Apparently, he was working Sunday morning at WRV AM radio station. And, you know, hardly anyone listens on Sunday mornings.
Exactly,
because the stations usually ran religious shows mm-hmm. or syndicated shows or maybe even public service programs right. to fulfill their FCC requirements. So not a lot of people listening. So anyway, he's running some show, and he goes outside for some reason. I don't know, maybe a smoke or a toke. I'm not sure. I have no idea why he went outside. Anyway, the door slams behind him.
Uh-oh.
And yes, you guessed it. He's locked himself out of the radio station.
No.
He has no key. Yeah. No one else is around because it's Sunday morning. So he picks up a rock or a brick and mm-hmm. proceeds to knock the window out of General Manager's office, Don Fouts' office.
Yeah.
But he still can't get in. I don't know why. Maybe the rock was too small. I don't know. So he proceeds to also knock out a window in the owner's office, Bert Levine.
Wait a minute. These were big windows.
I know. And for some reason, he still can't get in. I was afraid he was going to cut himself or what. So, you know, there were no cell phones back then, so he couldn't call anyone.
Right.
So this goes on and on and on, apparently. Fortunately, he didn't knock all the windows out, I guess. But what happened was, and this would often happen, the police actually called Bert Levine. Talk about service, huh? I mean, this happened all the time.
It was known as PD Bottom.
They told him, well, that's right, because they were always being called down there.
Right.
It was dark and awful.
Yeah.
River rats. And, oh, dreadful. And I think Levine had like a 45-watt bulb on the parking lot. You're lucky. I used to flee in terror at night to my car. I was so afraid I was going to be mugged. Anyway, they called Bert Levine at home to tell him something was wrong because the station wasn't playing anything. It was just dead. So he comes down. He only lived about 15 minutes away and let poor Bruce back into the building so he could get the programming back up and running again. Station kindly did not charge him for the two broken windows, which is a shock to me. Anyway, I told him that because it was a very old and wobbly mechanism, all he had to do was take a charge card out of his billfold and pop it into the slot where the door jamb was, and he could have gotten right in. He says, "You kidding me?" I said, "No, I did this many, many times. I can't believe you didn't know this." Anyway, something else he found out, something he'd never heard before.
Yeah.
If you knew it's that simple trick, it was one of the easiest buildings in Roanoke to get into. It really was. It was so, he didn't know that, so. But fortunately, the station didn't charge him, so. And
I had not heard that
could
story.
Could you do any worse than break your two bosses' windows out? I mean, does it get any worse than that? The general manager and the owners weld buildings.
Oh, let's see. In the words of Ricky Ricardo, "Lucy, you got some splaining to do."
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the way it went. And that's my radio story.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
Does Bruce know you took advantage of him?
Nope.
Okay. And well, he will soon.
And you don't have to worry. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay. Well, fine.
Yeah. That's right.
Everyone will tell him
some
about
friend,
it.
Huh? Yeah. I said, "Did you hear the one?" No, I heard the first one. That was enough.
All right. Well, there you go.
I said, "Well, we've gotten better since then." He said, "Pour me another vodka tonic, will you?" That's all he cares about.
All right. There you go. We're wrapping up 2021 with this podcast. Yeah, exactly. And we do appreciate you spending time with us and being here for episode 34 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, follow us wherever you download your podcast. Mm-hmm. Tell Bruce about it. And be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking the share button. There's a new episode every other week. We hope you'll join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly. And Mike is still pecking away at the old typewriter.
Is that a Royal?
It sounds like a Royal. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it sounds like a Royal. Yeah. So anyway.
Does he have white out? Enough white out?
No, I think he sniffed it all up. I don't know what that means. Could you even do that? I'm not sure. Was that a thing?
Might be out now with Mike.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you in the new year.